Okay, today's daf is daf tes. We're holding in the middle. We sort of jumped ahead a bit. Why don't we start from the umeyachad anafkale? Yesterday, the last thing that we did yesterday was that we found three psukim, essentially. We started off proving that there's an inyan in the Torah of sa'ah b'sa'ah, which is midah b'midah, and we learned that out from the pasuk of b'sa'ah sa'ah, which we darshan sa'ah b'sa'ah, so we had that pasuk. Then we needed to be medayik that that's true not only of a massive sa'ar, which is very inclusive, but that even in detail, that there's, and we went through all of the midot and till the uchla all the way at the bottom. So we brought a pasuk, and l'char that pasuk should be sufficient for everything. Ki kol sa'on, kol sa'on sa'in barash. It already includes b'sa'ar sa'ar. And then we brought a third raya that you need to know that it doesn't necessarily come up at the time, but that it adds up. And that when it adds up large enough at that point, there's a midah k'neged midah. So that in essence, you can go even beneath the tarkav, the uchla, because the cheshbon will be basically building up, even pruta, mitzvah refet. And that we learn out from Shlomo HaMelech. So he talks about the achas li'achas l'psoh cheshbon. So we have three psukim, sa'ah b'sa'ah, so'in, and achas b'achas. So today the Gemara wants to go through what we need these three psukim for. Asks the Gemara, u'mi'achar, this is like two lines down beneath the third of the way down, mi'achar d'nafka le' mi'achat li'achat l'psoh cheshbon. If we know already that the smallest midah is mitzuraf, so then what's the point of kikosa onsoein birash lomali? We don't need that anymore because we now see that ultimately we deal even with the smallest amounts. Yeah, that's true. But in the posik of achat lachat l'mitzor cheshbon, it doesn't say anything about midah keneged midah, does it? So that we need from b'midah. So, okay, so now we know midah keneged midah. But why do we need now b'sa'asa b'rivat t'shachena? So b'sa'asa b'shachat riven alamali, l'k'rabchinina b'papa, yom rabchinina b'papa, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha'uma, ad sh'ad shilucha. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon with a civilization, it waits, the Midas Adin waits until there's already a full cheshbon to pay up all at once, and then we mavir the ummah completely, that apparently nothing is left, and at that point each little bit is paid back midah keneged midah, and it all comes out, all of the dirt comes out, it becomes a decline and fall, and that's bishalcha. Yes, Gemara, but that's not really true. Because according to that, the mashmaut is that there's a complete destruction of a civilization, and we find that Omar Rava, Shiloshako Sota Murod b'Mitzrayim Lama. Why do we find in the dream of the Sara Mashkin three times the mention of the cup? One is a remes to the Puranut, which we call also the dregs, or drink all the way Kosa Puranut. So one of them was Shishatat b'Mei Moshe. They had quite a dose during the time of Moshe with the Makot and the Makot Alayam. V'achat Shishatat b'Mei Paronecho. And then the second major attack against Mitzrayim was Nebuchadnezzar's destruction of Mitzrayim in the days of Paro Necho. And then the third coast is a remez to the coast that all of the Umot drink from, B'Yemot HaMashiach. So apparently, it's not so that Bishalcha. It wasn't Bishalcha. Mitzrayim was still around to continue to suffer. If you're going to try to tell me that in actuality Mitzrayim was completely destroyed, and it's just that there are people living in Mitzrayim, but certainly that's not Mitzrayim, and that civilization was over. Vatanya Omer Biyuda, min yomin ger ha-mitzri, hayali chaver mitamidei Rabbi Akiva. I personally had a chavrusa, dangerous thing to do, especially this time of the year. A chavrusa with one of Rabbi Akiva's talmidim, whose name was Binyamin, and he was a ger who had a din of a ger mitzri and therefore wasn't allowed to be baba kahal. Three generations is usher. So he said to me like this, Amar min yomin gera mitzri, you know, I'm a mitzri rishon, I'm a first generation mitzri, and I went and married myself a mitzri rishona, and that way our child is going to be a mitzri sheni. I'll get him a wife who's a mitzri shnia, and that way my grandson will be a third generation mevuta lavo bekahal. So k'dei she'e ben b'ni mutar lavo bekahal, but anyway, I mean, apparently, there's still dinim of Mitzrayim. Ela yitmar hachi yitmar. What it must be, that was Rabbi Hanina bar Papa was referring to, couldn't be that b'sa'asa b'shachat rivena as a reference to a nation. Rather, Omer b'chirin bar Papa and HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha-melech achat shiluchu. So basically, the Marsha explains that the issue over here is that when you're talking about a physical entity, so then you can continue to be maka, a physical entity. But when you're talking about a metaphysical entity, a civilization is not a physical entity. You're talking about an emergent entity. An emergent entity, if you break it apart, it stops existing. There's nothing left. So originally the Gemara was referring to an ummah in the sense of its emergent identity, to which the Gemara comes out, but lamaisa we find that we're mityaches to an umma in terms of its physical reality. And the fact is, he's considering himself to be a mitzri with all the dinim of Mitzrayim, so how can you apply that? A melech is clearly an emergent identity. Whatever personal identity he has becomes only the madness of King George. But I mean, lamaisa, the person himself, if he falls apart as melech, he's no longer melech at all. So there, we completely relate to him in emergent sense. And therefore, what it's referring to is the melech. That's, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, waits until b'sa'asa'a. So it comes on the Gemara to say, Amar b'chinina, chinina bar papa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha-melech ha-chat shiluchu. Shremar b'sa'asa'a b'shalcha dafka p'terivena. Ameymar, no, ameymar ma'asya da'olah b'chinina bar papa ha-ho. Ma'y dechtiv. It's the Gemara that Tosis talks about that in Yevamos. The Marsha gives an answer over there, but it doesn't matter. Even if Bilbal HaZerumais, that was much later. Clearly, they weren't destroyed at that. At the time of Shlomo, they were still there, right? Yeah. Power and the Chodesh. So what does that have to do with saying that they were completely wiped out? So it doesn't help to say Bilbal HaZerumais. Ameimar Masi Lahad Reb Chinina Bar Papa Aha. Ma'id Echtiv Kani Hashem Lo Shiniti Vatem Bnei Yaakov Lo Chilitem. So this maimer of Abchirer Bar Papa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits until Bisa'ah, he learns it's on a different idea. And the different idea is that Ani Hashem lo shineti lo hiketi lu'uma v'shineti la. I never needed to deal with the same issue twice. There's a lot of different ways of learning this. Because to learn it kipshuta, which means I never had to deal with it twice because I wiped them out the first time around, leaves the original questions untouched. Therefore, as Tosfos points out, it doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of pirushim among the achronim in what it would be referring to. So some learn, like the Marsha learns, that I never dealt with something twice in the same way. Others learn I never needed to deal with the same issue. We took care of this issue. That's over. It's not to say they're not given a chance to make other issues. Others learn that it means I never needed to wipe out a particular tribe and a particular group twice. Mashenken by Yisrael, there's a haftocha that a shevet of Yisrael isn't kola completely. There's other ways of learning. None of them are immensely persuasive, but it's clear that the Gemara is taking into consideration the initial question when it's talking about the chilitzo. It's obviously not talking about the physical kiloyon of the entire Ummah. Otherwise, Tosfos would have no answer. So, what in one hand it says, lo shineti, atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilitem. What does one have to do with the other? So, ani Hashem lo shineti means not that I haven't changed, that I needn't, it's a lotion of Mishneh, to do things again. I didn't need to do things again. Lo hiketi lo umma v'shineti la. Nonetheless, atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilitem. With you, it's not that way. Your issues remain issues. I keep punishing you for the issues. I keep bringing up the same issues again. Because I don't want to undo whatever it is in you that's creating these issues. I'm not ready to wipe it out. I mean, we still need you around. And part of your mishigashim is that they go the wrong way also. I mean, so what can I do? So atem lo chilitem. You notice you're still around. Hanu dechtiv chitzai achalebam is the lashon of al. I will use up my arrows. That's exactly the point. If you're killing somebody, what, you got to use up your arrows? You go straight for the heart. Chitzai achalebam means my chitzim. I'll use up, but you'll still be around. I won't have any weapons left. That's the point. So chitzai achalebam, chitzai chalim. Yes, the weapons end up getting used up, but klal Yisrael einam kalim. Omrav Amnon ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha'adam ad shetitmalei sa'atov. Same thing is true of an individual human being, that his life isn't shattered until he gets filled up with this, with the derech that is destroying him. Shenamar bimlot sfeiko, only when all of his rotzen is fulfilled and he now sees the bankruptcy of his life, then indeed it will be Yetzer Lo. At that point, there will be the anhaga of Tsar to show him what it is that his life is. Dorash Rebchirina Bar Papa, Mai Dechtiv Ranu Tzadikim Ba'Hashem, La'Yisharim Navat Yila. What exactly does that mean? That La'Yisharim as opposed to Tzadikim? Or what? Is this just like a synonym? No. It means two different things. Ranu Tzadikim Ba'Hashem, yes. But there are special people, Yeshorim, where the Neve is Tehillah, which means Al Tikri Nava Tehillah. Not that it's fitting, but rather Neve Tehillah, meaning Neve is Lashon of Bayit, Nevat Bayit. So Neve means that these people built things in which it remained a Mokom of Tehillah. What is that referring to? Moshe and David, Shelo Shaltu Soneihem B'Maaseihem. They built great buildings, so to speak. And those buildings remained in Makor of Tehillah, in which the Goyim were never able to be sholed on. What is this referring to? It's talking about David, dichtiv tov'u ba'oret she'areha, that David indeed had created the Chomot Yerushalayim, this is how Rashi learns, and that it says in the Pasuk that Hashem fought indeed lashchit Chomat Batzion. And nonetheless, it says, Tavu Ba'aret She'areha, that the Chomot of Yerushalayim sunk into the ground to make it impossible for the Umay Sa'ilam to be able to be sholeit on them, because they had been made out of the copper, of silver. Others learn its reference to the Beit HaMikdash, which is called David HaShlomo built it. It's called Re'e Beit HaDavid. So there, they weren't able to be sholeit, to use that building. And Moshe, the Yom HaMar, Misha Nivna Mikdash Rishon, was the building that he built was the Mishkan. The Mishkan was never nishlat al yedei umot olam, because when the Mikdash was built, nignaz ohel moed, the ohel moed was hidden, the krashim, the krasim, the brichim, the amudim, the adanim, everything was hidden, and therefore the goyim never discovered it. Heicha, where is it hidden? Amrav Chista, Amravimi, tachat mechilot shalechal. It's hidden in the Mokom HaMikdash. So in other words, the Mikdash itself functions on the base of the Mishkan. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan was never Nishlat. And that's the Neve Tehillah. A bayit that is pure Tehillah was ever misused. Sota natna inea b'misha inosham ra'uila. Seder Rabbanu, you should know that there's a central hanhaga, besides Mida Kineged Mida in this specific sense, there's an overall issue of evil and the way in which evil is dealt with, in that it always has to do with violating the boundaries of that which is meant for you, for oneself. So wherever we find that violation, what happens is that the things that were meant to be yours, you end up not having, because you never related to what was meant to be yours. The things that are not meant to be yours, you don't get. So basically, you're left with nothing. This is connected to the whole idea of Bechiya Shachina. You want something that isn't meant to be. So the things that are yours, you're not interested in, because you lose them. So the Sota Natanai Ne'abim Mishenor Shalosh. She's interested in having this lover. So Masha Biksha Lo Nitana. That lover was taken away from her forever. Umasha Biyadana Tluimena. What she had, she loses. So her life, her home, her husband, that's all over. Shikola Notene Nav B'Mashenor Shalosh. Then that's the general rule. Anyone who looks at that and wants that which is not his own, there's no way for a person to really have something that isn't his. You can go through the motions, but it never becomes yours. Umashe biyado, and inevitably, what is yours, notli memeno, is taken away from you. V'chein matzino b'nachash hakadmoni, look how we take this back all the way to the roots of evil, that in terms of the original vision of the Nachash in Gan Eden, Natani nav b'mashe no shelo, he wanted basically that which isn't his own. And in, because he wanted Chava and everything that it meant to be basically the leader of biology. He never ended up getting that. And what happened was that because of his maisim, there was nothing really left of reptilian development. He became a nobody, a nothing, right? And this becomes a geological time. I mean, mamish destruction of the entire thrust of reptilian godless really comes out of the Nachash. So, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Yei Melech HaKol Beimah V'Chaya. That the reptiles basically were meant to be the kings of the animal kingdom, and then Adam would be Aymed Aleihem. But because of the Nachash, Achshav Aruru Mikol HaBeimah Mikol Chayat HaSadeh, he becomes now the lowest of the low. So now when you want to talk about something that has no shlita, then you talk about Nechashim, that are afraid of everything. The reptiles basically have almost nothing left for themselves. I said that the Nachash should be walking basically upright. Achshav al gichono yelech. Let him slither around on his belly. Ani amarti ye ma'achalo ma'achal adam. I wanted him to have the highest types of food. Achshav afar yochal. Hu amar aharoget adam ve'aset chava. So he said, I will get rid of Adam and marry Chava. Achshav, you want a love? Not only will you not have love, but eva shit ben chav ben aisha ben zaracho ben zara. Eternal hatred. V'chein matzino b'kain. Find exactly the same thing with Cain, with the extra to Uman, which symbolizes basically the entire earth. V'korach, wanted the kahuna. And Bilam, who wanted to be basically in place of Bullock. And Doeg, who was all along, he wanted to take over David, basically. He felt that he was very jealous of David. And Achitofel, who felt that he was going to be king, he was Ro Eish Yatzo Me'amos, so the Gemara says, Gehazi, who wanted to take that money, Naaman, Avshalom, who wanted to take over the Malchus, Adonio, took over wanted to take Avishag HaShunamit, Uziyo, wanted to take over the Kuna, Haman, wanted to take over everything. All of these people, not doing name, but Mashe Naura Ulahim. So Mashe Bikshul Onitan Lahem, they never got their heart's desire. And whatever it is they did desire was taken away. It's such a common phenomenon. All over the world, people have everything, and they lose everything because they just got to have that ridiculous thing. You know, so for the stupidest thing, for some idiotic woman or for some extra money somewhere, that little thing that they need, that was the Mayim Genuvim Yim Taku. And for that thing, they lose everything.
Put another envelope of cash.
Yeah. You know, you can't learn it, so that's fantasy. Makes you believe this is reality. How are you supposed to learn? B'yorech itchila ba'avera, continues the Mishnah. She began with her thigh, and therefore the thigh is the first thing to go. Who says the thigh is the first thing to go, and then the bet and minani milah? I mean, is it because yilem mishim dechtiv b'teit hashemet yirechech nofelet v'pitnech tzava? It's because the Kohen says to her in the Klala that God is going to make your Yorech fall and your stomach explode. It says just the opposite also. In terms of reality, it says, V'tzavtabit navanafla Yorecha. So first comes the Beten and then comes the Yorech. So what are you telling me in the Mishnah? That this is the Mida Keneged Mida? Omer Abaye, that's true. In reality, that's true. But ki layet, layet chila Yorech v'hadar batan layet. In the klala that she accepts from the Kohen, he mentions first Yirechech Nofelet and then Bitnech Tzavah. And that's the beginning of the Puranuta. Klala is Puranuta. And in reality, obviously, the Maya Kibatke, when she actually drinks the water, I mean, where does the water hit first? The Betan. So its impact is on the Betan first. I mean, we're not denying the mechanical causality of the mayim, whatever it is that it does, it'll do whatever, wherever it gets. Like the Gemara said earlier, it's like a poison. But in terms of the klola, which is the basis of the ra, the yerach comes first. So first, bat ke beten bereisha, vohadar yerach. So Gemara, but the Kohen even in the klola says it the other way around. He says, let's bot baten velan pil yerach. So again, it's beten and yerach. No. That's the Kohen's telling the woman what is going to happen to her. In other words, the klola is yerach beten, because that was the order in which she was bezana. The Kohen, however, informs the woman, you're going to drink this for the purposes of let's bot batem and not pil yarech. Why is it important for him to tell her the way that it will be? Because if he doesn't, shlolo tzilaz almayim hamarim. Because if he doesn't, people will say, it was basically a coincidence. It didn't follow the rules. He said it was going to be with yarech and beten. He said it was beten and yarech. Forget about it. It was like Paro. If he would have found one dead animal, forget about it. The whole thing's a fake out. Okay, that's the way people think. You need to have an out somewhere. So it doesn't leave her any outs. Shimshon, halach achar einav. You want to see the way in which the Hanhagata Olam follows the midah keneged midah. Shimshon followed his eyes. We're going to bring rayas from all of this from Sukkot. Lefichach nakru plishtim et einav. You think it was a coincidence that his eyes were gouged out by the plishtim? Shenemar vayachazu plishtim hayinakru et einav. Avshalom nitga'e b'sa'aro. The whole big thing of Avshalom that he used, basically, for his attack on the Malucha. It says in the pasuk, he was so beautiful and attracted people, charismatic. So he was using his hair to good effect. Lefichach nitlav b'sa'aro. And in the end, we find him hanging by his hair. And note, even in the details, his father had left behind 10 pilakshim to be shomer on the rechush in the palace, and he sleeps with them, with the Eitz of Achitofel. You note that it says that there were 10 darts that went through him. It meant, why 10 darts? Because of the... No, Shvatim is later. Why was that? Because... was going to be the keneged mida. Shemar vayisbu asaran hashim nosek leYoav. Ulafisha ganav shalosh hagenevot. There were three things that he stole: leiv aviv, leiv beitin, leiv Yisrael. It says beferish vaygnov Avshalom et leiv Yisrael. But the way in which he did it was all fakery from the beginning. That's what we call gneva, like gneva dat. This is Gnevat Lev. So he initially tells his father, when I have to go down, my hair, the whole business. So he says, I don't want to travel alone. I should have people going with me. So give me, who do you want to go with you? His father says, I don't know. I'll find somebody. Just give me a piece of paper that says, with your stamp on it, that says, you're hereby commanded to go with my son Avshalom. And it's for two people. So he keeps showing this to two new people every time. Because it was left open. The bearer on demand. So that's how he got these 200 people. All of them were Rosh Hashanah. People thought, wow. I mean, even David holds that he's in charge of everybody. So that's how that began. So he stole Lev Aviv. Lev Beit Din because he took Rosh Hashanah. And Lev Yisrael with his whole little speech. He would carry on there. When they're waiting. When people would come out of the Malchus. And he would say, Ay vey, my father always screws up his judgments. One day, if I would be there, let me tell you something. You would have gotten out. You would have been the one on top, for sure. So gradually, he builds up a following. But that's all Geneva. Leficha nitviu bo shlosha shvatim. So there were three daggers that were put through his heart. Shinema veikach shlosha shvatim bekapova yitkeim belev Avshalom. V'chein linin atova, midah keneged midah works not only in terms of puraniyot, but also litova. Where do we see that? Let's say Miriam. Imtina la Moshe she'achat. So she waits to see what happens. Vatitatzavach oto mirachok. Lefichach nitakvula Yisrael shiva yamim ba'midbar. Because of that, all of Klal Yisrael waits for her before they move on. We find also, Shenem Rav Ha'am lo nasad ha'yasev Miriam. Yosef zacha likborat aviv. Who was the one who was covering Yaakov Avinu? The one who was on top. He was a melech. There's nobody greater than him. So that was the greatest person went to be kaver his father. Shemayal Yosef l'kvot aviv, v'yal imo gam rechev gam parashim. So Milon HaGadol Yosef. So where would we have someone that could be the greatest, that should be able to be Osek in Yosef, the way he was Osek in his father? Shlonet Osek b'mano Moshe. So Moshe was the one who was Zocha to be Mitasek in Yosef, and he was Zachar b'atzmot Yosef. Moshe Zachar b'atzmot Yosef. Ve'in b'siyel gadol mimenu. So it was the greatest. So who could be Osek in Moshe's Kvura? It says, Shema v'ikar Moshe t'atzmot Yosef imo. Mi gadol mimoshe. Shlonet Osek b'alabam abamokam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Osek in the Kfura of Moshe Kavayachot. Shinema Vayikboro Tov Begai. And by the way, Lo Moshe Bilvad Amru. El Al Kol HaTzadikim. Shinema Vahalach Lefanecha Tzidkecha Kvod Hashem Yasveka. Of course, as the Marsha points out, it doesn't mean literally. In other words, there's an inyan of a connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in the Shama Lamala. By Moshe, it was a unique, actual Asik Bekfura, physical Kfura. Here we're talking about, there's an inyan of that on all tzaddikim. Tana Rabbana, Shimshon be'inav morad. Shimshon was morad against HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some level by following his own eyes. Shenemar vayom Shimshon el aviv, ota kachli, ki hi yishara be'inai. Take her, because I like. And how does he like? In my eyes, she's the right one. You can't find a good Jewish girl, my son. This is the only one I like. So lefichach nakru plishti beinav shema vayachazul plishti vayenakru et einav. Says the Gemara, what is that supposed to mean? What do you mean? It wasn't achar einav. I mean, it says v'aktiv avivi imo lo yadu ki me'ashemu. I mean, it says his parents didn't realize. I mean, they thought, my God, what's happening to our son? Can't find a good Jewish girl. They didn't know that this whole thing basically was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order that he should be able to start up with the Plishtim and to be matir the Shvua that Avraham Avinu had made. And we'll see that. He says, Levil and Inevil and Echdi. So the Klal Yisrael was stuck because these were grandchildren yet of that original Shvua. All right, so we'll talk. The Gemara's going to talk about it. In any event, how can you say that he followed his eyes? He says, well, no, it's true, it's from Hashem. But nonetheless, he liked what he was doing. And in his mind, that which he was drawn to was following his eyes. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Tchilat Kilkulo Ba'aza. Another detail is, where he started going sour, Shimshon, was in Aza. That's why Aza is always a bad place. So therefore, where the Plishtim took him, they took him to Aza. And it's always been that way ever since. It says the Gemara, as David asks, but doesn't it say it was in Timna? No. Here it says that he saw Nisha Zona. And Timna, I didn't see Nisha Zona. Timna, he got married. That was normal. So he did everything right in Timna. But Tchilat Kilkulomia, the thing that he did wrong, he started to be already a playboy. That was in Azaya. Vayi acharechen, vayavi shabanachal sorek, ushma delila. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, let me tell you something. If it wouldn't have said her name is Delilah, we would have called her Delilah on our own. You know, Malay Nikra Shema Delilah, Ruya Ita Shetikare Delilah. Delilah is just like to break a guy down. Dildalat Kochov, she dragged him down. She dragged down his koach. Dildalat Libo, she dragged down his heart. Dildalat Masav, she ruined his tzitkes. After she did what she did, it took away all of his energy. She took out everything from his heart. The Shekhinah was no longer shayra on him, which means that everything that he did was no longer on the same mandrega. And he could no longer do the things he once did. How did she know? I mean, She had tried so many other times, and every time she believes him. But this time, it says, she saw that he had told her everything. How did she know that he told her everything? Mino yada. Look, it's not a question, mino yada. Nikarim divrei amet, people know. There's a sense when something is really true, you know, this is it. There's nothing to discuss. Look, it's not that great sensitivity we're talking about over here. Yadabo botot tzadik delomafik shem shemayim levatala. She knew he may fool her with all kinds of phony ideas like he did before, but he would never speak of the shem Hashem in that context, phoniness. And over here he did. Kivan damar nazir Elohim ani. Oh, then she said, ha, now he's telling the truth. Amra hashta vare kushta kama. It must be that he's telling the truth. Vayiki hitzika bidvarea kalayim, she drove them nuts with all of her words all the time, just like a Dalila knows how to do. Vatalseo, and she just pushed it to the point where he could no longer deny what she wanted. How did she do that? My vatalseo. Om Reb Yitzchak v'revei Reb Yami b'shat gemar bi'an nishtamtam tachtav. Every time it was about the climax, she disappears. This was not a happy thing for someone like Shimshon, as we'll see, that was his whole bracha. So that did it. I mean, there's a limit how much I can take. V'yata. So how did it all start with Shimshon? So the Malach tells Eshet Manoach, Yishamrina, v'al tishti yayin v'shechar, v'al tochli kal tamei. It's amazing, the Nazir Shimshon, which ends the Zeres right into Sota. It's just fantastic. My kol tamei. What do you mean, lo tochlu kol tamei? What is that supposed to mean? Kol tamei. And the two, ad ashta dvarim tameim ka'achavad. I mean, this was a religious woman. What was she doing? What, she was eating maybe chazer. What's the Malach saying? Omrev yezvir v'ami. No. Kol tamei means besides what I told you, which are things that are aser for a nazir. Sev yayin v'sheichar. I didn't go through the whole din, did I? About Mikola Sheyetzim Yagef, and I didn't talk about the Anavim and the Tzimukim and the Chartzanim and the Zagim. The Kol is Marba, all of those things that are Usher Benazir, to her are Tame. So he's adding now no new Yisurim. And then, in the story of his life, when here he is now, about to die of thirst, it says, Vayivka Elohim et HaMakdesh Asher Balechi, So what is that weird story that out of the lechi of a chamor his life is saved? What's the pshat in that? Because who ivalid davar tameh? You know, it all started off with his mother being told, stay away from something tameh. He has got his mind only on things that are tameh, these goyish girls. The fact that he may end up being megayer them and so on, that's not the issue. He's looking at the Dover Tame. So you want a Dover Tame? We'll give you a Dover Tame. How about living off of a dead chamor? That Tame enough for you? So therefore, nitlul chayav b'dover Tame. So these two are examples of elements of Bina Kedeged Bina. Vatacha ruach Hashem lefa'amo. What's the notion of vatacha? Om Reb Chama b'Reb Chanina chalta nevoato she Yaakov Avinu. We do not find that Shimshon is called a Novi. So it's Shat Vatochel Ruach Hashem Lefamo. In what sense? In that indeed there was a Nevias here. But it was the Nevias that came from Yaakov that now expressed itself. Dichtivi he dan nachash alei derech. When it says Lefamo b'machane dan. Om Reb Yitzchak d'Vei Reb Ami melamit shaita shchinam b'kashkeshet lefarav kizog. The Shechina was ringing in front of him like a bell. Kivach Lefamo b'machane dan. And what's tzara bein tzara ubein eshto'o? Omar, Rabasi, tzara v'eshto'o shnei harim gedolim ayu. V'akran shibshon v'tachanan ze b'ze. With his maisim and his gevura, it was like he picked up those two mountains, ground them against each other to show his strength. V'yachel, find the same lashon again. Of Yachel. Yachel or Shiat Yisrael. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, there were certainly plenty of miraculous savings of Yisrael and wars in which Yisrael had been Musha before that. So what is it? He was the first The first Yeshua of Yisrael. Omer Kami Berbichni. No. Huchal in the Lashon. Av lo yachel devaro. After all, what Masechta are we learning? So lo yachel devaro means that we can now forget about the Shvua that was made by Avram Avinu over here to Avimelech. Tichtiv. Im tishkor li ulanini ulanechdi. And therefore, he had promised now that there would be no fighting between Yisrael and the Plishtim here, which were the grandchildren of Avimelech. And so because of that, there was now a need for breaking that, since the Plishtim attacked him first. So that was Hachel. That was the Hu Yachel Acherim Yachelulo. Okay, I think we'll continue this story of Shimshon tomorrow. Nice size daf. After the nafkele, miachat echat imtzo cheshbon kikos so'on so'in b'ra'ash lomali, l'chmida, miach nafkele mechikos so'on so'in b'ra'ash b'sa'asa'a b'shalchat rivena lomali, l'kifkinin rabar popa. D'yom rabkinin rabar popa ina kadosh baruch hu nifra min oma achat shilucha, shirame b'sa'asa'a b'shalchat rivena. Eni, v'oma rova shalosha kosot amurot b'mitzrayim lama, achat shishatat b'imim moshe, אחד שתת מבי פרון לחוב אחד שעתידה לשתות עם חברותיה וכי תאמה הנחה זדובני אחרינינינו ואתן יאמר רבי יהודה מן יומן גר המצרי היה לי חבר מתלמידי רבי עקיבא אומר מן יומן גר המצרי אני מצרי ראשון ונסעתי מצרית ראשונה עשי לבני מצרית שנייה כדי שיהיה בן בני מותר לבוא בקהל אלא ידמרוך ידמר מלכנינו בר פופה אין הקדוש ברוך הוא נפרע מן המלך עד שעת שילוחו שמר בסעסעה בשלחת ריבנה המימה אמרתם על רב חנינא בר פפא, מהי דכתיב כי אני השם לא שיניתי ואתם בני יעקב ולא קליתם? אני השם לא שיניתי, לא הכיתי לאומה ושיניתי לה. אתם בני יעקב לא קליתם, מהי דכתיב חיצי החלבם, חיצי קלים והם אינם קלים. אומר רב אמנון אין הקדוש ברוך הוא נפרע מן האדם עד שתמלא שעתו, שנאמר במלוא ספקו יצר לו. דורש רב חנינא בר פפא, מהי דכתיב עלינו צדיקים בהשם, לישרים נבעתי לה, תגידי נבעתי תהילה לה, נווה תהילה. זה משה ודוד, שלא שלטו שונאיהם במעשיהם. דוד דכתיב, תבעו בארץ שעריה, משה דאמר אמר, מי שנבנה מקדש ראשון, נגנז או המועד קרשיו, קרסיו, וריחיו, עמודיו, ועד עניו. איכה? אמר רב כיסת המרבים, מתחת מחילות של היכל. תנו רבנו סותן נתנה עיניה במי שאינו ראוי לה, מה שביקשה לו ניתן לה ומה שבידה נטלו ממנו. שכל הנותן עיניו במה שאינו שלו, מה שמבקש שנותנים לו ומה שבידו נוטלים ממנו. וכן מצינו בנחש הקרמוני שנתן עיניו במה שאינו ראוי לה, מה שביקש לו נתנו לה ומה שבידו נטלו ממנו. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני אמרתי, אין מלך על כל בהמה וחיה, עכשיו הארור הוא מכל הבהמה, ומכל חיית השדה, אני אמרתי, הלך בקומה זקופה, עכשיו הגיחונו ילך. אני אמרתי, אם האכל לא מאכל אדם, עכשיו אפר יאכל. הוא אמר, הרוג את אדם ועשה את חווה. And with a love relationship, עכשיו איבה אישית בינך ובין האישו, בין זרחו ובין זרה. וכן מצינו בקין ובקורח, בלם, דואג, אחיתופל, גחזי, אבשלום, אדוניו, עוזיו, אמן. נתנו עיניים במה שאינו רואי להם, מה שביקשו לא ניתן להם, ומה שבידם נתלו מהם. ביורך התחילה בעבירה מנו, אני מילי למה משום דכתי בתת השם יתירך איך נופלת, בתדך צבא, ויוכתי וצפתה בתנה פרסט, ודן ונפלה יריך. אומר הבאי, it's true, but כי לייט, לייט התחילה יורך עד הבוטן לייט. But מהיה, כי בתקי, כי יורך עד בתקי, of course, בטם בראש ועד הירך. says the Gemara, but בכלול הנעמי כתיב לצבות בטן ולהנפיל ירך, אהוד מודלה, הכהן, the בטן ברי שב, עוד הירך שלו להוציא לזל מהם אמרים. שימשון הלך אחר עיניו, לפיכך נקרו פלישתי בטן אבשלום, ויוחזו פלישתים, ונקרו את עיניו, אבשלום נתקע בשערו, לפיכך נתלה בשערו, ולפי שבעל עשר פלגשי אביב, לפיכך נדעו בו עשר לונביות, שנאמר ועשר בו עשרה אנשים נוסק ליואב, ולפי שגנב שלוש גנבות לב אביב, לב ביתים ולב ישראל, לפיכך נתגעו בו שלושה שבטים, שם העיקר שלושה שבטים בגפו והיתקעים בלב אבשלום, וכן לעניין הטובה, מרים המתינה למשה במדבר, שמה, אישה אחת שתתעצב אחתו מרחוק, לפיכך נתעקבו לישראל 7 ימים במדבר, שם אברהם לא נסע עד יוסף מרים. יוסף זכה לקבורת אביו, אין באחיו גדול ממנו, שנאמר, והיה יוסף לקבורת אביו, והיה למה גם רכב, גם פרשים. מי לא גדול מיוסף? לא נתעסק בלו משה. משה זכה בעצמות יוסף, ואין ישראל גדול ממנו, שנאמר, ויקח משה את עצמות יוסף עמו. מי גדול ממשה? שלא נתעסק בו על המקום, שם יגבור אותו בגיא. ולא מה שבלבד אמרו, אלא על כל הצדיקים שם, והלך לפניך צדקך, כבוד השם יספך. תנו רבן שמשון בין המורד שלהם היום בשמשון הלווים, אותה כחלי כי ישרה בעיניי. לפיכך נקרו פלישתים את עיניו שלהם, ויחזו פלישתים, וינקרו את עיניו. איני בכתיב אביב אמו לא ידעו כי מהשם הוא. It's true, but כי עזה מיה, בת הישרות עזה. תנו רבי אומר, תחילת קלקולו בעזה, לפיכך לקה בעזה. תחילת קלקולו בעזה, תכתיב הילך ששור עזתה, והיה שם אישה זונה. לפיכך לקה בעזה, תכתיב העברית אותו עזתה. וכתיב הירד שפשון תמנעת, we said, תחילת קלקולו, that was מי הבעזה היה. והיה אחרי כן, והיה אבישה בנחה שרק ושמע דלילה. תניה רבי אומר, you're darn right, שמע דלילה. היא אומר, לא נקרא שמע דלילה ראויה, הייתה שתיקרא דלילה. דלדלת כוחו, דלדלת ליבו, דלדלת מעשיו. דלדלת כוחו, דכתיב היה שר כוחו מעליו. דלדלת ליבו, דבקטר דלילה, כי הגיד לה את כל ליבו. דלדלת מעשיו, דסטלק שכינה מיני. דכתיב, והוא לא ידע, כי השם שר מעליו. ותר דלילה, כי הגיד לה את כל ליבו, מנה ידע. אמר רבי חנין אומר רב, ניכרים דברי אמת. אביי אומר ידע בו, באותו צדיק לא מפיק שם שמיים לבטלה. כי אם אני אמר נזיר אלוהים אני, אמרה אשתה ודאי קושתה כאמר. והיא כי הציקה לו בדבריה כל הימים. ותעלציהו, מהי ותעלציהו? אמר רבי יצא דברי רבי עמי, בשעת גמרביה נשמטה מתחתיו. ואתה הישמרינה, ואל תשתי יין ושחר, ואל תאכלי כל תמי, ממי כל תמי, ותומן עד השת דבורים תמיים כאכלה, אומר רבי יצחק דבר רבמי, דבורים האסורים בנזיר, ויבקר אלוהים את המכתש אשר בלחי, אומר רבי יצחק דבר רבמי, הוא עיווה לדבר תמי, לפיכך נתלו חייו בדבר תמי, ותח אל רוח השם לפעמו, אומר רב חמה ברבי חנין, חלתה נבואתו של יעקב אבינו, דכתיב היא נחש, ידע נחש על הדרך, לפעמו במחנה דן, אומר יצחק דבר רבמי, בלם שתשכרם בקשקשת לפניו כזאת. כתיבך לפעמו במחנה דן, וכתיבתם פעמון ורימון. בין צרעה ובין אשתאול, אומר וזי צרעה ואשתאול, שני הורים גדולים היו, ואקרן שמשון ותחנם זה וזה, והוא יאחל להושיע את ישראל אומר חמה ברבי חנינה, הוכל שבועתו של אבי מלך, דכתיב אם תשכור לי, ולניני ולנכדי.